And I can't think of the name of that tree to save my life.
Is it magnolia?
Magnolia tree is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, people use those a lot in weddings, use those leaves.
Yeah, and they smell right good, too. Mm-hmm. You know, them blooms.
Mm-hmm. Next group of questions, I'll ask you questions about family relationships and so forth. If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she says, well, before I do that, I better ask.
Ask my husband.
Mm-hmm. And he might say, well, I better ask.
My wife.
Mm-hmm. And any other names that you might use as a joking term and stuff, calling your wife that you might say?
My old lady.
Mm-hmm. Anything that she might use kind of like that.
My old man.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, a woman who's lost her husband is a...
He's a widow.
Mm-hmm.
And if you lost her by death, she's a widow. If you lost her by divorce, she's a grass widow.
Mm-hmm. The man whose son you are is called your...
Daddy or father.
Mm-hmm.
Old man.
Mm-hmm, something like that. And what do you usually call your father?
Just I always call him Daddy.
Daddy. Mm-hmm. Most people around here do that.
To my knowledge, they do.
Mm-hmm. Your wife would be your son's
mother.
Mm-hmm. And what was he usually call his mother?
Mama.
Mama, something like that. Mm-hmm. And the father and mother together are his
parents.
Mm-hmm. And your father, it would be your son's
grandfather.
Mm-hmm. And what do the children usually call their grandfathers around here? You call them grandfather?
What is they call them the granddaddy or the grandfather if they're speaking to somebody in the family, but they always have a nickname. Mine called it Papa.
Papa, yeah.
And they call mine Pop.
Pop. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think all in my wife's family, they always call him Mr. Brooks Big Daddy.
Yeah, like they always got some favorite name, but if they were to go, if you were to go somewhere, though, you'd call me grandfather or granddaddy, well, you would say my big daddy.
Uh-huh.
It was just to him and members of the family.
Yeah, and your grandfather's wife would be?
The grandmother?
Mm-hmm. And what would they usually call her?
Mine called mine, my mother, Granny, and they called Jane's mother, Mama.
Your sons and daughters are your
children.
Mm-hmm. Any other name you might use for them?
Offspring.
Offspring, something like that. Let's see. Is there a pet name? What would you call maybe a pet name you would use for a baby? Have any name for that? So let's say it's a name that a child's known by just in the family. Is there any name for that kind of name?
Yes, a little baby. Yes, baby.
Oh, let's see. It's something you might put a baby in and push it around. Is it
a stroller? Mm-hmm. Or a carriage?
Is there a difference between those two?
Yes, sir. The carriage is the one that you, this is for the smaller baby that cannot sit up or hold his head up or they can't lay down in it. But a stroller, the baby has gotten where they're old enough and the neck's strong enough to back where they sit up in a stroller.
And let's see. Say your children are how old?
18 and 19. Teenagers.
And so the boy's one. He's 19.
He's 19, and the girl's 18.
So you would say that he's what? He's the.
He's the oldest child.
Mm-hmm. Or if you want to talk about it in terms of being grown up, you'd say he's the.
He's old.
If you didn't want to say oldest, and you want to talk about it in terms of being grown up instead of old, you'd say he's the most what? Most?
The most mature.
Yeah, or most grown up.
Most grown up.
Something like that.
But I don't think it mature would fit really though, because they can be fought and they'd be mature.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, your children are your sons and...
Daughters.
Mm-hmm. And, or boys and...
Boys and girls.
Mm-hmm. And,